I was almost a reader. As a kid, I walked to the library several times a week and stayed up late reading with a flashlight. I checked out so many books and returned them so quickly the librarian once snapped, "Don't take home so many books if you're not going to read them all." "But I did read them all," I said. I was an English major in college and went on to get a master's in literature. When I created my online dating profile, I made my screen name Mystiopropiophile 52598. Filling out the favorite book section, I let my taste in literature speak for me. 100 Years of Solitude, A Movable Feast, White Teeth, The Namesake, The Known World, The God of Small Things, How to Read the Air. But I realized it had been more than 2 years since I had read most of those titles. I had stopped reading gradually, the way one heals or dies. I tried to maintain my bookish persona. I joined book clubs that I never attended. I requested a library book everyone was reading, only to return it a week later, unread, with fines. I still loved the idea of reading. I treasured books and bookstores. Whenever I found one, I would linger between the shelves for hours, as if catching up with old friends, picking out volumes I had read and buying new ones. But it was clear to me I was becoming a person I did not know. David was my first online date. His profile said he liked to read, so I asked him about his last book. His face lit up and his fingers danced. David read much more than I did, about a book or two a week. We seemed an unlikely couple, me, a 5'3" black woman born to a Caribbean mother, and him, a 6'4" white guy from Ohio. But as we got to know each other, our shared faith and mutual love of books bridged our gaps. When we compared libraries, we only had 4 titles in common. David preferred history and nonfiction, whereas I gravitated toward fiction writers of color and immigrant narratives. On our 7th date, David and I visited the library. "I have a game," he said, pulling 2 pens and a Post-it out of his bag. "Let's find books we've read and leave reviews in them for the next person." We wandered the aisles for an hour.